I'm going to be getting back to the phone call soon. I have with me Jeffrey Guterman. And as you know, election times are coming up. A lot of people are not for the Great White Hope, President Donald Trump, even though he's doing amazing things to make America great again. Jeffrey Guterman is a mental health counselor and author. And he is not a fan of Donald Trump. He says that Donald Trump is a fascist. Am I saying that right? Fascist. I want to talk to Jeffrey to ask why does he feel that way. Jeffrey, welcome to the show.
Oh, thanks so much, Jesse.
I appreciate you coming on. So
My pleasure.
You are a mental health counselor, right?
Yes.
What causes mental illness?
Well, we're really not sure, despite claims by many so-called experts in the field. Very little is known for sure about mental illness. By the way, So,
how long have you been a mental ill? I mean, a mental health counselor.
I've been about since '83, so that's probably 35 years.
So if the people are not sure what it is or what causes it.
We're not absolutely sure. This is a big discussion, Jesse. On one level, true mental illness is mislabeled and instead should be called brain disorders or brain diseases. However, much of what is called mental illness actually would more rightly fall into the category of deviations from social norms. So much of what is called mental illness is actually informed by culture and historization.
Why would the so-called experts treat people by giving them antidepressant medication, all type of pills and things that they're becoming addicted to, if they really don't know what it is?
Well, let me clarify that, Jesse. I think it's fair to say, most mental health professionals do believe that there is something called mental illness, as do I. However, I consider much of what is called mental illness actually, again, deviations from what is considered socially appropriate. For example, the claims, you point out I'm anti-Trump. The claims that Trump has a mental illness, there's no evidence that he has a true mental illness. However, getting back to your question, many people in the field of mental health believe that there is mental illness. There is also research to support that antidepressants can help. I take the position, Jesse, that using antidepressants for depression is like, in many cases, putting a chainsaw through butter. We don't know a lot about how the mechanisms of the brain work, nor do we know a lot about how antidepressants work. I'm sort of a moderate when it comes to antidepressants insofar as I believe that there are both risks and benefits.
Should the people who are listening to the so-called experts about mental illness, should they be taking the medication knowing that it's just going to addict them rather than help them? Why would the people take the medication from the dummies? The mentally ill people are really the ones who are recommending the medication.
It's like
the same one that are trying to call President Donald Trump mentally ill. The ones who are calling him mentally ill are the mentally ill ones.
But aren't you doing precisely the thing that you're accusing the mental health professionals of doing, and that is labeling these people as mentally ill when they're actually misguided?
Well, they're mentally misguided because they're mentally ill, and because I can see that, because I can see that, I would never take advice from mentally ill people who are recommending that I get on drugs and stuff.
Well, we're sort of going in a circle here, because how do you define mental illness?
It's psycho-spiritual. It's a spiritual illness. It has nothing to do with the mind, the brains themselves, but it has everything to do with a disconnection from good and a great association with evil. So evil is running the minds of the people, causing them to believe and do things that they wouldn't ordinarily believe and do.
That's a very interesting view, Jesse. There are people who do have what I would consider mental illnesses. I'd rather call it brain disorders, such as psychosis, schizophrenia.
And all that come from evil.
Well, hold on a second. Mood disorders such as bipolar disorder and major depressive disorder. And where is the evidence that it comes from evil? Where is the evidence of that?
Because there is no proof that it's coming from the brain, but there is proof that it's coming from being influenced by evil. You a Christian? Jeffrey, do you believe in God?
Hold on one moment. Where is the evidence? You're saying there's no evidence that it comes from a brain disorder. Well, I'll say you're half right there, that we know very little about the brain, but you're now attributing a cause in terms of lack of spirituality, evil, etc.
It is that.
And when
it's
good versus evil. Right. When I asked you where is the evidence, you merely went back and said, well, the evidence is that it's not a brain disorder.
Right. The evidence
That doesn't prove that it's the cause is evil or
the evidence is in the way that the people are listening to the dumb experts who have no idea what they're doing.
The what?
The dumb experts, and they're allowing themselves to be addicted to drugs. And all those who truly believe in that, all those who know that it's a warfare between good and evil, it's a spiritual thing, they are not falling for the lies of the children of the lie, the so-called experts. So they're not becoming addicted to drugs.
I strongly disagree with your attribution. By the way, to say that people are addicted to antidepressants, it's true that when you go on an antidepressant and you're on it for a sustained period of time, you can have uncomfortable symptoms if you stop taking it abruptly. That's why people should get weaned off of it, but it's not a true addiction if we're defining addiction as characterized by withdrawal symptoms and tolerance. Okay, so it's really not an addiction. Getting back to your other question, Jesse, no, I'm not a Christian.
Oh, so do you believe in God?
I do not believe in God. Consider myself now, let me just fully, it's not an easy question to answer. I am agnostic, meaning I'm not sure if there is or is not a God. Now, there may be a cause and or maintainer of the universe. What it is, we do not know, but there's very little evidence to confirm that the cause and or maintainer is a God as people conceptualize it. That's what I believe.
Well, the evidence that is not the brain, it's the evidence is the emotion that causes people to do what they do because they are connected to the thoughts that they're getting from the Prince of Darkness. But I want to move on.
Okay, sure.
Would you consider yourself a liberal or a conservative?
I would consider myself a centrist.
And what is a centrist?
Well, a centrist tends to take a moderate position, does not swing to extremes of left or right. However, a centrist, as I define it, we can define anything any way we want to. A centrist, as I define it, at times takes strong positions that could be placed on either side of the continuum, left or right. So, you know, on one level, I'm very fiscally responsible, and that's often associated with the right.
Have you ever voted for a Republican?
Yes, I have.
And you call the president, the Great White Hope, President Donald Trump, a fascist.
Wait a minute. What do you mean the Great White Hope?
But the, Donald Trump, he is the Great White Hope.
I don't understand what that means, Jesse.
It means that he is a white man who is a Christian, who is a conservative, who put the country first. And he's a straight, white, conservative Christian man who put the country first. And within the last 50 years or so, we have not had America to be as great as this president is causing it to become.
Okay, I would disagree that America has not been great until Trump. I would also disagree.
Within the last 50 years or so.
50 years. I don't know. I mean, you know, we many of us, me included, tend to have problems with our leaders, and all of our presidents have been problematic. By the way, to call Trump a Christian, I think.
And the Great White Hope.
Yeah, I think to call Trump a Christian is a misnomer, because if I may be frank, would you mind if I'm Frank, Jesse?
I don't mind at all, Frank, but I thought your name was Jeffrey.
Oh, that's a good one. you got a sense of humor. Jesse, I really don't believe that Trump is a Christian in the sense that many Christians are. I think he is largely using Christianity, and in particular evangelicals, for his own ends. I really don't believe he's...
Which would you prefer, the Great White Hope to use Christians to save the lives of the unborn children, or the fallen Messiah like Barack Obama to kill the lives of the unborn children?
Yeah.
Which would you prefer to use the Christian, Donald Trump or Obama?
Well, again, you tend to characterize things, describe things in ways that I disagree with. I wouldn't call it murdering or saving. We have legal precedent.
But I want to know first, who do you prefer to use the Christians, the president who is saving the lives of the unborn children, or Obama, who killed the lives of the unborn children? Which one would you prefer to be used by the Christians?
I would prefer that no president or no politician uses Christianity, let alone any religion, to promote his or her policy.
So were you against Obama promoted abortion?
No, I wasn't, actually. I'm not sure that I would say he promoted abortion.
Are you against President Trump promoting saving lives of the unborn children?
I wouldn't characterize that.
I'm asking you, are you for President Trump saving the lives of the unborn children?
How I would put it is I am against Trump, let me finish now, appointing federal judges and Supreme Court justices who want to take down established legal precedent. I am not for abortion. I believe it is the legal right of women to seek abortion if they want. However, I think that efforts should be made, and they are being made, to reduce abortions.
No, they're not. They want to kill them at the ninth month. That's not true.
No, I don't believe that.
There are people who are waking up to the abortion movement. But I want to ask you, is it true that you call Donald Trump a fascist?
No. And the reason why is...
So you did not call him that?
No, and if I did, I was being... I was over-generalizing. What I would say is that Trump is high on the fascist scale. Okay?
So on your Twitter account, you're not calling President Donald Trump a fascist?
Not really, no. And if you find me.
What do you mean, not really? You're saying that. What do you mean, not really?
No. Do you know the distinction between describing a behavior and labeling a person globally?
Are you saying the president acted like a fascist?
No, let's get rid of the word fascist as a label of a person and instead look at fascist as a description of behavior. So he does engage in behaviors that would fall high on the fascist scale.
Like what, for an example?
His disdain for human rights.
How is there his disdain for human rights? Give me an example.
He advocated for torture.
Torture of who?
Of Muslims.
What type of Muslims?
It doesn't matter. We don't torture people.
So sure, when you say Muslim, what type of Muslims is he advocating?
Well, you obviously want me to say terrorist Muslims, but we don't.
Should we kill them before they kill us, or should we allow them to kill us first?
Well, look, I don't have the answers to all questions. I believe we need to fight.
No, one of your centers, you're trying to ride the middle, you're on both sides of the fences.
I don't think so. You know, another disdain he has for human rights, you know, the First Amendment.
You seem to be on the fence for everything.
No, a First Amendment, the First Amendment of the U.S.
But I want to go back to the torture thing. And you are referring to torturing the Allahu Akbar people who are trying to kill us, right?
Right.
And what's wrong with torturing them to get information to prevent them from killing us? What's wrong with that?
It's cruel. It's unusual. It's inhumane.
So we should let them kill us?
We don't know. No, what about gray areas?
No such thing as gray areas. Should we allow them to kill us?
You're telling me there's no such thing in human life as gray areas?
No.
That's another interesting view you have.
So are you saying we should not torture the Allahu Akbar people in order to get information to prevent them from killing the American people?
I think that we can fight the so-called war on terror without torturing people.
Isn't getting information to prevent a killing is fighting?
Yes, and it's questionable whether we need to torture people to get information. Maybe we do, maybe we don't.
It's not questionable. We've got a lot of information from the Allahu Akbar people that prevented them from killing the American people. You don't seem to be happy with that.
I'm not sure it's necessary. I think we disagree on that one. There's another, if I could just shift to another example. Now, you may think this is not a big deal, but the First Amendment holds, as you know, that Congress shall pass no law to prohibit speech so long as it doesn't incite violence. Well, did you know that I was blocked by real Donald Trump on Twitter? And then, wait a minute, do you know that I was then unblocked by real Donald Trump on Twitter? And do you know why?
Why?
See why that happened?
Why?
Because Trump was sued as violating the First Amendment of the U.S. Constitution, and a judge ruled that because he's president of the United States, a representative of the government, he is prohibited from blocking people on Twitter. Now, I don't want to get into all of the legal technicalities of this, but this is a less extreme example of his disdain and disrespect for human rights, and in particular the First Amendment. But there
are you saying then that the alt-right should be allowed back on Twitter and YouTube?
Well, that's an interesting question, and this is one where you and I might agree. It's really difficult to make a determination as to the extent to which these social media giants, big tech, should be permitted to block people and therefore censor them.
You felt that you should be allowed back. Should the alt-right be allowed back? Should Alex Jones and all those people be allowed back on social media? Yes or no? But I'm black and I'm slow, so I need like yes or no sometime. Should they be allowed back?
Well, wait a minute. The fact that you're black and slow does not require us to answer yes or no questions in a yes or no fashion.
Sometimes it does because your intellectuals try to confuse us. You say a lot of words but have no meaning, and so a lot of people walk away thinking that, oh, well, whatever, right? So I'm asking, you said that you were blocked due to your First Amendment.
Right.
Do you agree then that the alt-right should be allowed back on Twitter and YouTube along with Alex Jones and the rest? Should they be allowed back? Okay. Yes or no?
Well, it's my answer is not yes or no. A better question you might ask would be an open-ended question.
Well, that is an open-ended question. Yes or no?
No. That's not open-ended. No.
Well, I open it, you should end it.
No, open-ended questions are started with words such as what, how, et cetera. Now, let me explain something to you, Jesse. The First Amendment pertains to limitations of Congress and therefore the government to prohibit speech, not the private sector. Twitter is a part of the private sector.
Have you ever blocked anyone on Twitter?
Yes, I have.
But you took away their rights.
Wait a minute.
Hold on for me, Jeffrey. Let me take a quick break. Hold on, buddy.
Sure.
I got to take a break. It's something new we're doing, folks. I'll come back to Jeffrey in a minute and wind down or wind up or wind down. Or it's up, it's down. Back in a moment. So welcome back. Just a few more minutes left with Jeffrey Guterman, mental health counselor and an author. And he is not a friend or a fan of Donald Trump. Jeffrey, do you think that, so you have blocked people on Twitter, right?
Yeah, but Jesse, let me make this point again. A private citizen has every legal right to block people on Twitter and also to censor speech. If I don't want to listen to somebody, I can walk away. We're talking, the First Amendment is not about private individuals. It's about the limitations of the government to prohibit speech. So from a legal point of view, it's incorrect for you to point out that I block people. Trump is prohibited from doing so, but he has done so. And also his another characteristic of fascism is control of the media and his calling the media fake news.
Well, they are fake. They are liars. They are deceivers. They are,
right.
They are for the Democratic Party, so they're
well,
not.
Give us,
they are not to be trusted at all.
Yeah.
I want to ask, what grade do you get a president? He's done some amazing things since he's been in the White House. Jobs are everywhere now. People have money. They're spending their money. Jobs are back. Less restrictions. We are protected from our foreign and domestic enemies so far. What grade would you give the Great White Hope at this point?
Well, again, I object to your description of Great White Hope.
Why is that?
Well, I don't know what it's pejorative. Think about it.
What grade would you give him?
Probably an F.
you would get a, so you would give.
You know, by the way, let me tell you about the economy. The economy.
You would give a positive. The president has done very, very, very positive things since being in the White House in such a short time. And you would give that a majority.
Well, you're saying he's done positive things. I am not saying that.
Is bringing back jobs, was that a positive thing?
The problem with the economy.
No, I want to know, is that a positive thing?
Not under Trump.
So because Trump did it, it's not a positive thing?
That's not what I said.
When you said, I asked you, bring back jobs, is that a positive thing? You said, not under Trump. Are you saying if someone else had done it, it would be positive?
It depends.
It depends on who.
If you'd let me finish, Jesse.
Go ahead.
That he has given tax breaks to the rich, to large companies. He's increased the deficit. The debt is increasing. And yes, I was against Obama also for the increase in the debt and the deficits. And it's really an illusion that the economy is in good shape.
What's wrong with giving tax breaks? What's wrong with giving tax breaks to companies when that allows them to bring in more jobs?
Because it reduces our reduces the income, the tax revenue at the federal level, and thereby has increased the deficit.
You're now, not you're, making if, sense at all.
That makes perfect sense. If you're a true conservative, then you would be alarmed at the rising deficit and debts, not only under Obama, but continuing under Trump. You'd be very alarmed.
Was it wrong for Obama? You know Obama, the fallen messiah, right? The worst president ever. You know who he is?
I don't think of him as that, no.
He was the worst. And you know he was married to Big Mama, right?
He's what?
He's married to Big Mama Michelle.
I don't know what that means. What does that mean? Are you going to also claim that she's a trans person?
No, I don't claim that at all. I just know she's Big Mama. But I want to know when Obama attacked Fox News and Sean Hannity and Rush Limbaugh and all those people when he was president, was that trying to control the media? Was he wrong for doing that?
Yeah, he may have been trying to control the media.
May have been.
Yeah, okay, well, let's give that to you.
Was he wrong for doing that? Was Obama wrong?
Maybe in some ways, but you see—
Maybe? What's wrong with you, man?
The nature and the—
What do you mean, maybe?
The nature and the extent of Obama's criticisms of Fox News were— Much less than Trump.
No. Remember, they spied on one of the reporters from Fox News.
Oh, yeah, that was wrong. I disagreed with that. Are you talking about his name escapes me? But,
yeah, it does me too. Let me ask, are you for open border?
By the way, let me tell you something. I was an ardent critic of many of Obama's policies.
Did you think Obama was a fascist as well?
Again, I don't label people as fascist. I describe fascism as in terms of characteristics that fall on a continuum. And at times, his policies were higher on the fascist scale than at other times. But I don't think he compares anywhere near Trump.
Was he? What grade would you give Obama?
As the president?
As president, yeah.
Yeah, that's a tough question. And the reason why I say that is because historians will look back on Obama years to come
and cry.
Might have a different view. I would give him a B.
Are you afraid to give Obama F because he's black?
No, however, I am very, very sensitive to what things I say about black persons and any of them.
Why?
We have a history in this country of racism and bigotry.
No, we don't.
That's an interesting view.
So let me ask this, then I got to run. Are you for open borders?
No, I am not.
You want a wall around the border?
Well, you know, the idea of a wall or the wall is dubious. There will never be a wall, one wall across the southern border of the United States. There is wall. Obama put up new wall. In fact, I believe Obama put up more new wall than Trump has, and you can go look that up. Trump has repaired wall.
Yeah, he repaired and put up.
I'm not sure. You show
Obama was not trying to stop the illegals from coming in. Obama wanted as many as possible. So give me a quick answer because I got to run. Are you for a wall going up around the border? Yes or no?
I don't believe it's possible to ever.
I didn't ask that. Are you for a wall? Well,
but I'm not going to answer questions in the way you want to.
Why not?
Because, again, you know, it's not black and white, Jesse. There are gray areas.
There are no gray. It's just either right or wrong.
Your question presupposes that it's possible to put up one wall.
Should Israel have a wall around it?
It's a much smaller place.
Should they put up a wall around Israel? Should they have a wall?
I'm not an extreme Zionist.
Should Israel have a wall around it?
That's not my say. I'm not an Israeli.
Should Israel have a wall around it?
I don't know.
Should America have a wall? Aren't you Jewish?
You don't know.
Are you Jewish?
I was born Jewish.
Are you Jewish?
I am Jewish.
And should Israel have a wall around it?
Just because I was born Jewish doesn't mean that I can speak for Israel.
But are you speaking just simple yes or no? Do you personally
think
that Israel should have a wall or not? Yes or no?
Oh, do I personally think? Again, you know, do you ever think to yourself, I don't know?
Do you smoke pot?
Jesse, I smoke cannabis.
I thought so. Stay off the pot. So
I think cannabis is for me at least, it's a very good drug.
Why is a mental health? Let me see. What are you? Hold on. Why is a mental health counselor smoking pot?
Because I like cannabis. I like cannabis.
What's your problem that you have to be smoking pot?
I've always needed a drug, Jesse.
You have mental issues?
I do have a history of depression.
And so how are you going to help anybody else get healed if you got a mental issue?
Well, it's a dubious claim that because a mental health professional also has issues or problems that he or she cannot be of help to.
But how will a crazy person help another crazy person?
Crazy.
Yeah.
I think you do this largely for kicks.
No, I want to know. I would never go to a mentally ill person to ask for help. What are they going to tell me?
Well, you know what? I would never see you for help because if you're a Trump supporter,
all the way.
Research has shown that the only known treatment to be effective for Trump supporters is lobotomy. And I don't.
Which is better, a lobotomy or smoking pot?
Well, for you, I think a lobotomy would improve your functioning very well. But you're a good guy in the sense that, you know, you can kid around and joke with me, and I've enjoyed talking to you.
Jeffrey, I have too. How can people get your book?
You could just go to Amazon, and pick it up. But it's geared for mental health professionals.
Oh, it's all like the mental health people need help.
I heard you say that. We all need help today, all right. Jesse.
I have the cure for you. I have the cure for you.
Yeah. I'm very skeptical of that there's a cure for our emotional problems.
But yeah, there's a perfect cure for it, Jeffrey.
Go ahead.
You must be born again.
Not going to happen.
Well, then you're going to be on pot the rest of your life.
So be it.
All right. Jeffrey, thank you for coming on.
Okay, sir. Take care.
All right. Jeffrey Gutterman. Gutterman. Amazing.